Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This is the Sha'ar of Arif Billah, Hazrat Aqdas Hazrat Ma'ana Shah Hakim Muhammad Aqdas Sahib Nawarallahu Marqadahu. The title is Ah Jo Dil Tere Gham Ka Hamil Nahi. To Jahan Ka Maza Usko Hasil Nahi. تو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے جو قابل نہیں ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو اس کا غم غم نہیں اس کا دل دل نہیں اس کا غم غم نہیں اس کا دل دل نہیں تو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں جس جگہ آپ کا قرب ملتا نہ ہو جس جگہ آپ کا قرب ملتا نہ ہو ہو کے منزل بھی وہ میری منزل نہیں ہو کے منزل بھی وہ میری منزل نہیں غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل غیر حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل تیری الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں تیری الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں تو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں کوئی لیلا نہیں کوئی محامل نہیں کوئی لیلا نہیں کوئی محامل نہیں کہہ رہا ہے یہ اختر بابا کہہ رہا ہے یہ اختر
بحر والفت ككوئي بساحل نهيم تو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں تو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں آج جو دل تیرے ہم کا حامل نہیں آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں تو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا اما بعد This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Ari Billah Rumi Waq Tabrizi Zamana Mujaddidi Zamana Hazrat Shah Haki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allah Marqadahu Hazrat is explaining that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this valuable heart and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us in this world and granted us this body so that we recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the heart there should be nobody besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Hazrat is explaining that if a person doesn't realize that he has to be in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and learn how to pass through this journey of life, then sad will be that condition that he's got a heart. But Hazrat has titled this beautiful bayan, Ah, jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. What a sad condition. That person has got a heart, but he hasn't got the pain of the worry of the love of Allah Ta'ala. So he's not carrying anything. He's carrying only filth and dirt in his heart. Allah Ta'ala, make me, all of us, realize and understand that we have come here myself, particularly for my islah, and so that we can get this worry, am I obeying the commands of Allah Ta'ala or not? And the only way to realize the company of the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that we will see their life, the sunnahs of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Sallam. So Hazrat explains, if such a person doesn't even realize that his heart is void of the love of Allah Ta'ala, or he's not even got inclination, and his direction is totally opposite, then what is the condition of such a person? He's loving, though jahan ka maza usko hasil nahi. Ah, jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. He's loving, he thinks he's an enjoyment, an entertainment, but he hasn't got no enjoyment in this world also, and said if he lives in such a condition, particularly people with kufr and people with shirk, etc. And Allah save us, if we were following that lifestyle, then you won't get enjoyment in this world also. Artificially, it will look like you're enjoying yourself. But their hearts, and Hazrat explains, that in their heads, there's daggers of all sorrows and all worries. And in the year after, from the qabr already, they'll be in only terrible conditions. They won't able to explain what is their condition. And Allah Ta'ala save us all. And that is why Allah has brought us here. And Hazrat explained, when Allah has brought us in such a Mubarak gathering of our Shaykh and the Ahlullah, then you should realize it's not that I have come. It is only Allah's kindness, aap jo chahe hame ye karam aapka. Warna ham chahne ke to qabil hi nahi. Oh Allah, if you have chosen me, a useless rot like me, to be in your house and in the company of a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is only your karam. It is only your kindness. Allah Ta'ala reminds us, Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. O insan, I made you my honorable, best of all creation. What have put you into deception of your Rabb who made you, who's nourishing you, who's taking care of you? And all this, that Allah doesn't need to do this for us. Allah is kareem. Alladhi yatafaddalu alayna biduni istihqaqin wa minnatin. He favors us without deserving it in the least, but without begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And still if we don't realize, and we think that I came here, or I'm worthy of being sitting, then it is
our own negligence and unmindfulness and our ignorance. Hazrat says, in reality, warna hum chahne ke to kabil hi nahi. I'm not worth being loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it is only Allah ta'ala's kindness. And Allah ta'ala has informed us, Allahu yajtabi may yashau, Allahu yajtabi ilayhi may yunib. That those who incline towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will pull them like a magnet. So Allah ta'ala has brought us here. We beg Allah ta'ala through the barakat and sohbat of our shaykh, that Hazrat explains in the next couplet, sohbat ahli dil jisne paayi na ho, uska gham gham nahi, uska dil dil nahi. Where will you get this worry and fikr of that is Allah, am I obeying Allah ta'ala's command? Am I going to reach Allah in such a way that Allah is happy with me? And I'm eager to meet Allah ta'ala. Hazrat says, if you didn't get the company of the friends of Allah ta'ala, which Allah has commanded, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin. O people of Iman, and generally this is for the whole of mankind. But who will really take heed? Those who bring Iman. And Allah has granted us this gift of Iman, and we don't get the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we'll think we have got the love of Allah, but we're far from reality. We won't have the pain, and the pain of the love of Allah, the Ahlullah only got two worries. That in this world, I mustn't disobey Allah. If the moment they feel that I did something that is inappropriate, immediately they engage in tawbah, istighfar, and all the time worried, how is my khatima, how is my end result going to come? In such a way that Allah must be pleased and happy with me. So otherwise, Hazrat says that you're fooling yourself. You think you got the love of Allah, but you don't have the love of Allah Ta'ala. And such a person who's got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jis jagah aapka qurb milta na ho, ho ke manzil bhi ho, woh meri manzil nahi. A person who's got that pain and worry, is Allah Ta'ala happy with me? Then wherever there is a gathering also, or as he's progressing towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where he finds that I'm still not getting that closeness of Allah, that qurb, as a pious person makes dua, apna qurb ka maza chakale, phir kabhi ranje duri mein na kar, karna, ya Allah. That, oh Allah, give me that taste. That, and Mawlana Rum rahmatullah alayhi says, that qurb, that closeness of Allah ta'ala will come very seldom. And when you get that in your sajda, it is far more valuable than all the countries of the world owning it also. So a person, such a person, that is our shaykh, mashayikh, where they don't find the closeness of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah bless us that we just live under their shadow and realize that we should be in those gatherings where we can feel the love of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, sadly, we're living in those times. There are a lot of gatherings, even whether it's Kirat Jalsas, many, many gatherings. But we can see, if you don't find the love of Allah there, then the friends of Allah say, that is not my station. And even on our station through the journey of Allah Ta'ala, a person will realize that till I don't reach Allah, hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen, that worry all the time, till that firm conviction when Malakul Maut comes, then I'll know whether I reach Allah Ta'ala or not. So this is what Hazrat is teaching us here. And Hazrat explains the opposite condition of a person who doesn't worry, and I have to lead my life, it's my life, I can do what I want to. And Hazrat says, his condition is such, غیرِ حق سے لگاتا ہے جو اپنا دل, تیرے الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں. A person who connects himself to everything else besides Allah Ta'ala, he's got in his heart everything besides Allah, then such a person hasn't got a heart. Allah Ta'ala says, we gave him a heart. لَهُمْ قُلُوبُ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِيَا. He's got a heart, but he doesn't even know how to make decisions in life. And the only way we will learn, we come in like humble slaves, myself first of all, to learn that when we come in the company of our Shaykh, for the intention of our Islam, for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, and what an empty heart, that I am absolutely useless, and hoping for that just that haze of love of Allah Ta'ala upon us, and then a person will realize, I'm on the wrong direction. And when you come onto the right track, then Allahu Akbar, a person now realizes, and as they treading the path of Allah Ta'ala, Allah make us that we just walk behind them. And Allah Ta'ala out of his swaddle just count us amongst them. Such a person all the time in his du'as also he will say, Aapka hu main bas aur kisi ka nahi. Koi leila nahi, koi mahmil nahi. That, oh Allah, I'm only yours. And whatever I do must be only for your pleasure. mera jeena, my loving, my dying, inna salati wa nafsiki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. Allah, you gave me my life, so my loving, my dying, all my ibadah, sacrifices only for you. It's not that the two things that will destroy us on the spot to the love of Allah Ta'ala. One is hubbe jah, the love for fame, name, and we don't know how it comes into the heart stealthily. And without the company of the friends of Allah, immediately they'll diagnose us and they'll be giving us the treatment. But myself, if we don't take the treatment, then how sad is that condition? And the other thing that destroys a person is hubbe jah and hubbe ba. Ba is our passion and desires without realizing. And today we see we're living in a world what was haram. The scholars are also saying it's permissible, nothing wrong, man and woman in the same gathering. What's the problem with that? And so Allah has said here, koi leila nahi, ko mahmil nahi. Oh Allah, my object and purpose of life is only you. And as we learn from our mashayikh, when you get up in the morning, make this niyat also, maqsood e man tu wa radai tu. That, oh Allah, my object and purpose is only you and your happiness. And how we going to get that? Ma'rifat wa muhabbat khud beda. That Allah has brought us here to learn the ma'rifat, the recognition of Allah, which will turn into the love of Allah Ta'ala. When a person got the love of Allah, all the time he's worried that I don't want any layla in my life. In other words, any illicit love affairs or any inclination towards anything of my passion and desires. And ko mahmil nahi. Mahmil is actually in the old days they had like you put on a camel's back, like a caravan, and a person sitting with pomp and glory. So I don't even want any name or fame or pomp and glory. So Allah Ta'ala make me, all of us realize that this is what we are loving for. And the more a person humbles himself, the more he becomes close to Allah Ta'ala. And finally, Hazrat teaches us that I'm telling you now of my life's experience. And I'm actually banging the drums that open your ears and listen. And what is that? Keh raha hai ye akhtar babange duhul. Bere ulfat ka koi bhi sahil nahi. That remember, I'm telling you, the more you come in the company of the friend of Allah Ta'ala, and you open your heart and beg Allah, let that nur transfer into my heart, then you realize this ocean of the love of Allah, there is no shore to it. Everything else in this world is limited. Allah is unlimited. Allah's love is also unlimited. So the more you come here, and the more you take the medicine, you realize I'm sick. And more you realize I'm sick, I don't have the love of Allah, the more you enjoy taking that medicine. So Allah Ta'ala grant me, all of us, out of His kindness, that we take benefit from our Hazrat, and Allah grant us the true love of Allah Ta'ala out of His.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala Rasulihi al-Kareem. Amma ba'd. From the kitab of Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi, Hayatul Muslimin, and the chapter on Zikr. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, everything has a polish, and the polish of the heart is the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Shaitan sets glued to the heart of man. When man makes the zikr of Allah, Shaitan moves off. When man is negligent of Allah's zikr, Shaitan casts evil whisperings in man. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not increase speech other than zikrullah, because much speech besides zikrullah hardens the heart. The one furthest from Allah Ta'ala is the one with a hard heart. The essence of the latter three hadith cited above is that actual purity of the heart is by means of righteous deeds, and hardness of the heart is the result of evil actions. The basis of both forms of deeds is the intention of the heart, while the origin of intention is in the mind. Reduction in zikr brings about the introduction of satanic thoughts in the mind. This in turn leads to evil intentions. Pious intentions, good intentions are then removed. Instead of practicing righteous deeds, evil is committed. Abundance of zikrullah blocks the entry of evil thoughts. This in turn does not allow evil intentions to assert themselves. One then abstains from sin and engages in righteous deeds. Hardness of the heart is thus eliminated and purity is inculcated. This state of purity of the heart is not automatically acquired, but requires effort and striving. To be contented with only zikr without striving against the desires, that also is incorrect, it is self-deception. Now the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are many people reclining on comfortable beds and making the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala on earth. Allah will grant them elevated ranks in the year after. Now it should not be imagined that material possessions of comfort, wealth and luxury are against dhikrullah. Such possessions too are favors of Allah Ta'ala. Those indulging in luxury should not abstain from dhikrullah. They too should be constantly engaged in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala whilst enjoying the comforts of the bounties which Allah Ta'ala has bestowed upon them. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, engage in the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala in such abundance that people comment that you are insane. Another hadith that Nabi alayhi salam said, engage in the dhikr of Allah in such abundance that the munafiqs will say you are a pretender. That is, they will accuse you of engaging in dhikr for creating the impression of piety. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the people of Jannah will not grieve over anything but the moments in which they did not engage in zikrullah while they were on earth. They will regret for such wasted moments. This type of regret will not be similar to the regret of this world. It will not cause hardship or sorrow. An explanation of zikr in general has been given so far. In the hadith, I mentioned many special forms of zikr as well. For such specific forms of zikr, great thawab has been narrated. Some simple forms of dhikr are mentioned here. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Summary. Never be negligent of dhikrullah. Be it a special form of dhikr or any dhikr in general. Dhikr can be made at any time or a specific time fixed to suit one's convenience. Any number of times zikr may be made. Zikr may be used by either using the fingers to count the numbers of times or tasbih. Zikr may also be made at all times without the use of the tasbih. The main purpose is to be constantly engaged in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. There are also certain sunnah du'as which have to be recited on special occasions. Such du'as should be learned. May Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq to practice accordingly.